Thank you, wonderful choir. We will sing it again. Thank you. Father, we thank you because your spirit is here already. Thank you because you are ready to deliver, to save. God, as you have instructed me and about to bring your message to your people, do more than our expectation. Thank you, Lord, because I know you are here already and you are up to the task. Since I ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you so much. I just like singing Bible. That is what we do in Africa. Today, I'm going to talk to you from the book of Judges, chapter number 16, verse 28 to 30. Then we read also in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 31 to 33. And the topic is the mistake of Samson. Mistake of what? Samson. Samson is a man that was born with a son's tie. You know, nobody can hold the glory of the son. But something happened. He made a mistake. And because of that mistake, something happened. So it is unfortunate that you mess up as a child of God. But God will not want you to continue in that mistake so that you will not commit this mistake of Samson. The message is this. I heard God telling me there are many Samson here today. And before it is too late, they need to come forward and reconcile. So I will try to explain what I heard. So stay with me. I would like to read from the book of, let me start from the book of Judges. Or can I get somebody that can read with Jamaican accent? The book of Judges, chapter number 16, verse 28 to 30. Can I get somebody like that who can read, or can I just read? Thank you so much. Oh, you see, you are the choir and you still want to read for me. Thank you. The book of Judges, chapter number 16. Can you just read from verse 28? Yes.
28, 16, 20.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh.
28.
Judges chapter 16, verse number 28. Then you go to 30. After that, we go to Hebrew chapter number 11, verse 31 to 33. Yes.
Judges 16:28.
Yes.
Then Samson called to the Lord, saying,
"O
Lord God, remember me.
Oh, Lord God, remember me.
I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may be with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on his right and the other on his left. Then Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistine."
Let me die with the Philistine.
And he pushed with all his might.
Let me hold it. Amen. And that is one of the mistakes of Samson, which is the last one that the Lord will not want someone to make here. I can remember a son, they say, "I am a child of God. I am no more a slave to fear.
Yes.
I'm no more a slave to sin. You are no more a slave to Satan."
Amen.
You're a child of God. That is a message. You know what? In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, to Malachi, God was dealing with the church, with his people, as a servant. That is the reason why he called Abraham my servant, Jacob my servant. Or he referred to them as servant, isn't it?
Yes.
Then, I noticed from Matthew to the end of the Gospels, the Lord changed the thread of the thing through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And he called them no more servants. He said, "You are my friends."
Yes.
That is the dealing of God with men are progressive. You don't need to stay at a point in your spiritual life. You need to move on. And I discover again, right after the gospel, you know, the epistle to Revelation, there's a change of slang. You discover we have been called a child of God. We are no more friends. Because the reason why Jesus Christ was given, they call it the strength, said that by that time he has never laid down his life to redeem them and to give us power to become the children of God. But after his death, we have the privilege to become children of God. So you are no more a slave to sin. You don't need to die in your sin. You need to do something about it. You know, there are, if you note here, the mistake that Samson made a lot, he did a lot of good things anyway. And I would like to tell you that. But what surprised me while I'm teaching this today is because one day I was reading through the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse 31 to 33, and we will read it again. And, you know, I was thinking of a lot of things. Something started, you know, when you are meditating. I said, oh, Lord, what are these? Okay, can you just read for them? Let's see.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 30.
And sometimes ago, I put on only that holy attitude. Mm-hmm. So much as a missionary, my thinking was wrong. And I said, Lord, I don't want sinner to come into this sanctuary. I would like only saints, people that will behave like children of God. I don't want them here. And I heard the voice of God saying, Mike, stop. You are making a prayer mistake. If I have closed the door of the church to you, you will die as a sinner. I opened the church both for the sinner and the saints.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, I'm sorry for that. And that's the message. Then I get quiet. Then I continue to meditate from the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse 31 to 33. You will get the message. I'm going there.
But
yes, thank
by
you.
By faith, the harlot Rahab.
By faith. And you might need to sit down if you can't stand up like me for too long. You might sit down there. Thank you so much. Because, yes, I understand we are in UK here. Say, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I saw something there. Read further.
When she had received the spies with peace.
Uh-huh. Yes, further.
And what more shall I say for the time?
And the Bible do not even stop there. The Bible said, Rahab the harlot. I wonder, I said, why is it that God included even harlot? The adjective harlot supposed to have been removed.
True.
After all. And this is the Holy Bible. Can you imagine that? And the Bible still include it and say, Rahab the harlot. Ah! I said, there's something I must know about this. And I went to God in prayer. You know, you see, some other time, I'm going to let down what God has told me about his covenant of mercy that saved Rahab. But that's not where I'm going today. Hey. And what shall I mercy? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon. I said, Gideon. Is that one that was still questioning, asking the angel of God?
Mm-hmm.
That could not behave like Mary, who said that let it be as you said. Women are always extraordinary from the beginning. Yes, maybe because the way God wired them. When the angel appeared to Zachariah, you know, he questioned God. He questioned the angels that how should I bear a child now at my old age? Something I've been praying for. Eh? And the angels say, you don't understand anything. Okay, you got to, you're going to be dumped on them because you don't believe in me. I am angel Gabriel, the messenger of God from the throne of God. I'm telling you what God has done, not what he's about to do. Because once God has spoken, he has done it. Once he has spoken, he has done it. And you know what? And he said, Gideon also did something like that, but later on, he agreed. and it functions well. That is the reason why his name is included. Mm-hmm. Then he said, Barak. I said, Barak, a man hiding under a woman to function. Oh, my God. You know, Barak was requesting for the confidence of Deborah before he could go to war. But Deborah said, you know what? I'm going to follow you, but the honor that's supposed to go to man is going to be given to a woman. That is going to be the punishment. But when, thank God, he did not fail to go. He went to the war according to the purpose of God for him. Despite the fact that he showed human weakness. And that is what I call mistake. Mistake is an error that you commit in pursuit of your life assignment. Hello? It may not be intentional. Some of us are struggling to do more for God, struggling to be more of God. But there's something pulling us. Then, it now goes further, and I said, and that is what shocked me. He said, he mentioned of, and he said, and of Samson. Ah! That touched me much. Samson? Upon her, make the list to the heroes of faith in the same line with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Wow. God, you need to tell me something about this. I need to know something. And he also went and mentioned, is it Jabez? Yeah. Is it Jephthah?
Jephthah.
A man born with, the mother of Jephthah too was an allot, isn't it? But he made his way. What has he done? The only mistake of Jephthah was that he made a rash foul in it. He made it. But you know, he really believed in God because Jephthah is not somebody like us that can quickly forget our marital vows. What we said when we saw that young girl and that man. Everything, you know, man can say a lot of things. When they see a young girl, I'm about to die for you, there's nothing. Anywhere you go, I'll go with you. Isn't it? But something changed along the line. Many of us cannot stand with our power. But as of Jephthah, although he made that mistake, and it's very costly, and I heard God saying that Jephthah was only guilty of his foul. He did not commit sins unto death. I'm going to explain that further. But Jephthah really tried. He said he knew that foul is something when you open your mouth and foul to either to God or to your fellow human being, it's not something that you can just hold with a levity hand. You know that you are dealing with the spirit, because the word that comes, as the Bible says, by the words of your mouth you shall be justified, and by the words of your mouth you shall be condemned. Once you say that if I don't do this, this will happen, it has been stamped. Yeah. And Samson said, I have opened, Jephthah said, oh my God, I made a mistake and I have opened my mouth to foul to God that whosoever or whatsoever come first, I'm going to sacrifice it to God. Even though our God never require human sacrifice. And he did not intentionally mean that he's going to sacrifice his own daughter. He thought it's going to be another thing. But still, he said, I know it cost me my only daughter. Because I opened my mouth and foul, I will fulfill my vow. And he did. But that's not where I'm going today. Hallelujah. So let me just stay with Samson today, please. Hallelujah. Why has God recorded all these things in the Bible? Why? I wonder why God should just say a lot of things about even Abraham and a lot of them like that. Samson started well, like every one of us. It started well. When you look at good side of Samson, you know, when I pray and God said, you know, you are the only one that are judgmental. I don't look people. I don't judge people the way you judge. Huh? And I said, Lord, so Samson made it. Just help me. And I want to know why has he made it. Then I understand the thing, you know. He said, by faith, the harlot, Rahab perished not with them that believe not. And that is the key word that I want you to know today. The righteousness of God is different from holiness. Hello? The righteousness of God have to do with something that you do that is acceptable to God. You are, that makes you to be in the right standing with God, spiritually and positionally. And the only thing that you can do to redeem your soul is for you to make your way right through the shed blood of Jesus Christ as a sacrifice to redeem humanity back to God. It's by faith. By faith. That is the reason why the book of Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, by faith are ye saved. Lest you said, it's because I am this, I am that, I have done that. There is nothing you can do that can redeem your soul or pay for your sins. It is only the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, by faith. I said, wow. So, you know, the righteousness of God comes by your faith in the provision of the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. They were not saved by the law because they were not qualified according to the law of Moses. The Bible said, by faith, we are saved. By faith, we are preserved. By faith, we shall advance. That's why the Bible said, the just shall live by. When you are out of faith, you are out of God. And you are far from the supernatural. Amen. The word holiness is from the Greek word agios. That is to separate. That means having been saved, having been made right with God, now you separate your life for the use of God. That is it. We should not confuse the two. So now, what am I trying to tell you is that Samson started well. And he struggled to do his best, even to please God. But still, human weakness comes in. And that is the mistake. It comes in. Many of you are here, you are struggling hard. You are pressing, but there's something pulling you down. But the good news is this. The grace of God is sufficient for you. You will not fall out of God. You are falling to rise, isn't it? In the name of Jesus Christ. So, just like every other saint, Abraham lied many times in the Bible. And the Bible recorded it. Yes. To tell you that they were not saved by their law. It is by faith in God. And God approved it for them as righteousness. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. See, what can I say about that Abraham that impregnated his house girl by the advice of his wife. And when they did it again, the thing turned back. And still God say, he still hold him very well, because God not feel judge man according to our heart. God know that they are human beings. And I'm very happy today. Do you know the love of God for man is so broad that before we make mistake or sin, he has included provision of forgiveness. The Bible says when we were yet a sinner, Christ.
Hallelujah.
When we were yet a sinner, Christ died for us. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. My brother and sister, no matter how hard you try, sometime in fulfilling your life assignment, there may be an error. But don't make Samson mistake. Don't make it. Look at Abraham. They move forward. They move forward. Yes. What about David? A man who had sexual seduction spirits. And still God still say, David is a man after my heart. Is God supporting sin? But what is there is that God is showing you the weakness of human being. That no matter how hard you try in your own effort, you might not meet the standard of God. The holiness of God is in Christ Jesus. Understand his righteousness. The difference between the righteousness of God and the holiness of man. Amen. Mommy, am I saying I have not offended you?
No.
Thank you. Even if I do, I have to speak the word of God. Thank you, ma. I have to speak the word of God. Now listen to me. Oh, Samson, you try your best. His self-denials was outstanding. Before 18, you know that he obeyed everything that the parent told him. The angel said this is, you shall not cut your hair for many years. Can you imagine yourself putting your hair just like that? Just because your father told you one story that one angel appeared and you mustn't cut it. Then you must not, he said, you can't enjoy anything that the Londoners are enjoying. And Samson did that. He tried. Let somebody say, Samson, you tried. He tried. He obeyed the parent on the age of 18, but something turned. That is what you have to be careful of. Something turned. He turned from what he's doing because he's struggling with flesh. We thank God for Jesus Christ that came. The first mistake he did is disobedient to parents. What the parents are saying, when it is time to marry, Samson loved strange women. And they were saying, now why don't you see among the believers? If you marry unbeliever, they will do unbelievable things to you. Don't marry unbeliever, Samson, come. You are a man born with a sun star that nobody can behold. You are glorious from birth. Don't cover your glory. Don't go with unbeliever. Don't mess up with them. That's the first mistake of Samson. He couldn't listen to the parents. You know, it got to a point when you reach the age of puberty, like a daughter. I know when my daughter reached like a teenager, my wife used to say, why don't you? At times she would feel like, this is not what they taught us in the school. This is not what they taught us in the school. You know, she's trying to prove as if she knows more than mama. When that's the problem, when you are proving to know more than the queen in England, that is the problem. Your father and mama know something you don't know. Listen to them, and it will help your life. Yes, Samson made that mistake. The second mistake he made is uncontrolled sexual lust for strange woman. I have said that. And you all know the story. Then, he cannot keep the secret. Secret. You see, there are some secrets you must not reveal. Even in the ocean, some of the fish that can just carefully open their mouth can never be hooked. But when it's only fish that can just open the mouth for anything that will be hooked. Sometimes you need to close your mouth. Must you talk everything? You talk out your destiny because of ordinary thing. There are some secrets you must not reveal. Top secrets. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 says that the secret things belongs to God. God also have secrets. Yes. Number one, we don't need to expose the secret of our body. Isn't it? That's why we put on the clothes. But some people that don't know, they expose everything. Something that's supposed to be hidden, they expose it for their own shame. Yes, there are some secrets. Some women are finding it too tough in their matrimonial home now because they can talk too much. The husband don't know. They can say anything. Anything you want to say, you want to think, is it truthful? Can this helpful? Is it going to edify? Is it truth? Not just let me leave that one. Then, the prayer we make, that is what he made. And then, let me just, he made a prayer mistake. No wonder. And I want you to read that one again. He made, no wonder, the Lord, the disciple of Jesus Christ said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Some of us have been in only one prayer point for years because we are making prayer mistake. God can never answer any prayer against his will. In prayer, we don't command God. We only request for his will to be done. Hallelujah. Amen. In prayer, some people are commanded. They say, God, do it. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Is it the will of God? Some other time, I'm going to talk on faith for supernatural transaction. How does it work? You see, there is a difference between your prayer, decree, and declaration. Some are making prayer mistake. Can you read prayer mistake of something for us again? Where you read Psalms, the book of Judges 28. Judges. Just read one first, then I'm about to, I'm always done. Then I'm going to tell you something. Yes? Okay. If you don't see it,
and Samson called unto the Lord. And said,
O
Lord God.
O Lord, which means that even though Samson has committed an error, but Samson still know God in his problem. He didn't desert God. He has already exchanged and traded his spiritual liberty for human pleasure. Mm-hmm. Now, he came to learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. That it's better to be with God than to be with the enemy.
Well,
and they torture him. Mm-hmm. But thank God for God. Amen. The Bible makes us to know that his hair grow again.
Yes.
The bone shall rise again. The bone shall rise again. Lord, you is able to do all things. Is able, dry bones shall rise again. The righteous may fall 7 times, but God will raise them up. I said, God will raise you up. I don't know where you are falling. Is it in your spiritual standard? Or where? But I have a God who is able to raise you up. Amen. Just lift your eye, open your heart to God. Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, this time I know I blow it like other people, like Abraham.
Yes.
But now here am I. I have nowhere to go. Father, have mercy on me. I need to fulfill my assignment, even though it is painful. It is my destiny to capture Philistine for Israel. And he said, now this is my prayer. And because the prayer is in line with the will of God for his life, because it was born purposely to fulfill that mission, God cannot but to answer it. He reconciled at the end of his life, although he made a mistake. But Samson did not commit sin unto death. And that is where what I want to tell you. There are two major categories of sins mentioned by Jesus in the Bible. Number one is sins against the Holy Spirit. And I believe none of you have committed that sin here. Because if you commit it, you won't believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you won't, your heart, your spirit will not be coming for God. Those people who know the act of the Holy Spirit and yet they deny it. They say it's not God, but they know it's God. And they intentionally say, we know Jesus Christ is God, but we are not believing. That is the reason why their unbelief has condemned them. Amen. The second sin is sin unto death. Sins unto death are sins, all kinds of sins you can mention. Some people think it's because Samson committed the sins of fornication and adultery. There are some other sins, like sins of the heart. Some of us are jealous. You look at the shoe, they won't hear. Every time. Some of us, you know, we are proud. We look down on other people and God see the heart. Isn't it? The sin of jealousy is as heavy as the sin of witchcraft, even more than adultery. And Jesus Christ even went further and said, many of you do not even do the act, but in your heart, you are lusting with ladies and men. Some of you are funny. You are committing masturbations. Even nobody catch you. But you may cover your sin that no one will know. You may cover your sin that no pastor will see. You cannot hide it from God. You cannot hide it from God. You cannot hide it from God. God is not looking the way we look. God is dealing with our heart. In the heart of Samson, he struggled to meet up the destiny. He said, Lord, I know I have blown it, but please, I want to fulfill my destiny even in pain. And God said, I cannot but to answer this. God stamped it. But he went further to make a mistake. Again, he had dead another one. And he said, Lord, having fulfilled my mission of destroying them, let me die with them. And I heard God telling me in prayer that it is not my intention for him to die with them. Don't die in the territory of the enemy. Come home. You are no more a slave to sin. You are no more a slave to the enemy. They may bind your body, Samson, but your soul belongs to God. Come on, Samson. Don't die in your sin. Come up. Come on, Samson. And he said, Lord, just like Elijah. He said, I think at this point, I'm not better than my what? Than my fathers. It's better that, Lord, you kill me now. And when God heard that, God is not only listening to our prayer, God also listening to our murmuring. Amen. Hello? Yes. And immediately, God heard the murmuring of Elijah. He said, you said what? You said you want to die? Okay, if you want it, I'm granting it. He said, just go and anoint Jehu, go anoint this and this. I'm taking the anointing. My intention for you is not to die natural death like other because of what you have done. I said, okay, anyway, go and once you don't commit any sin unto death, It is only your assignment that shall be affected. I still have thousands of people that will serve me if you die today. There must be nobody in this house of God that say, if I'm not there, the church will not do. No, sir. The church of the Lord belongs to God. If you are not there, God is about to raise millions of people to serve. Come and humble yourself, man. Yes. And God said, okay, you want that. But I want to prove to you that I love you. I can do. You are requesting for death. I'm not going to kill you that way. You are going up. Do you see the arrow? And the Lord said, I am able to even rescue the life of Samson physically if he did not have that prayer. Samson now made the last mistake and he said, Lord, let me die with him. Samson mistake. And I heard God say there are many of us here. It's unfortunate you are struggling to fulfill your destiny. But something is hooking you. And you know where you are in the spirit. But God will help me to tell you today, don't die with your sin. This is the provisions of God for us. And I want to, you know, there's a purpose for our mistake. Number one, you know, sometimes our mistake increases our life experiences. Sometimes, some of experiences you survive decreases our mistakes. Then, if you learn from your mistakes, then others can learn from your success. Then, our mistakes and these little flaws happen to show us that we are created human beings. We are not God. Tell somebody very close to you, you are not God. Say, you are not God. That's sometime at time you that is what Apostle is it Paul advised the young Timothy. He said, run. There are some men, women that some spiritual man would not need to look twice because of the way they expose themselves, isn't it? You have to look only one. I said. I can see our wonderful sister covering our women here. But what about the one you see in your TV? What about the one you see naked in the train in the name of doing bad day on the streets that don't know the Lord? What you need to do? Don't contaminate me. Because you are still human being. And that is how men were wired, that when you see a beautiful lady or woman, they will appreciate it. And if you begin to nurse it, when you see the beauty and the flower and the tea, you begin to nurse it, you don't turn like this. I don't blame our women because they have to dress portable. And there is no old person in London, isn't it? Do you know that? Everybody want to dress very smart. Yes, it's good. That is their nature. You are the one who know how to control yourself. Don't look twice. Turn back. Mistake happens in your life. You are struggling to survive your spiritual life just like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because you are a human being. You are not God. In as much as we are still in this place, temptation is possible, but don't give in. Don't give in. Tell somebody, don't give in. And finally, this is the provisions of God for our mistake. From the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. It says, 1 John 2, verse 1. My little children, this thing I write unto you, that ye sin not. I say you should not continue to sin. Don't make a sinful habit to be your lifestyle. But in the process of your fulfilling assignment, if there is an error, don't die in your mistake. Come on. Don't die. God can understand your struggling. He knows that you want to please him more than before. But because you are still in human flesh, there are some things you have to continue to struggle with. And he said, If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the only righteous one. Hey, that's why I said our choir sang very well. And they are going to sing that song again as I'm about to close now. They said there is no only like our God. He said, the song started like, only God is holy. Isn't it? Only God is not struggling with him. Only him alone is absolutely perfect. We will continue to say, Lord, let me stand in the righteousness of Christ every time of our life. You were not saved by what you can do. You were saved by what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. And I heard God telling me to invite you here today. Are you struggling to the point that you want to give up? Because I heard God telling me there are something here before they repeat the mistake. Because if they don't stop it and call out and say, God, I need your help, they may eventually die in that sin. And I'm going to stop here. You know, I have told you, the Bible says, as our choir is coming, wonderful choir, come and sing that song. It said, 1 John chapter number 1, verse 8 and 9. That is the scripture I'm closing with. If we say that we have no sin, if you say you are perfect like God, you are a liar. You are struggling with something.